USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. President Biden is headed for Texas and the U.S. southern border this Thursday, the very same day as Donald Trump. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre with the announcement to reporters.
President Biden will travel to Brownsville, Texas to meet with U.S. Border Patrol agents, law enforcement, and local leaders.
Meanwhile, former President Trump set to visit Eagle Pass, USA's Laura Winters.
He blasts President Biden on his social media platform, Truth Social, saying, "When I am your president, we will immediately seal the border."
The two leaders enter the Lone Star State as Biden's expected to renew a call for Republican lawmakers in D.C. to reconsider the U.S. Senate's bipartisan border security and foreign aid deal, which would allow the Department of Homeland Security to shut down the border. House Speaker Mike Johnson has argued the bill does not do enough to deter illegal border crossers from coming to the U.S. One top senator from Texas says President Biden's pause on U.S. liquefied natural gas exports is an unwise move economically and strategically.
So Biden just helped Russia, he helped Venezuela, he helped Iran.
Cruz claims the only thing that would explain such a move from the White House is politics. He says he believes Biden is targeting Texas with the new export pause. Texas ranks second in the nation in liquefied natural gas production. At the same time, several oil industry lobbyist groups are reportedly lining up for potential legal action on the matter. The 2024 presidential contest makes its way to Michigan Tuesday. USA's John Schaefer.
Donald Trump's decisive victory over Nikki Haley in her native South Carolina last Saturday has effectively secured the Republican nomination for president. While Trump is also anticipated to win Michigan, Haley remains committed to the race, asserting that a majority of Americans disapprove of both Trump and President Biden.
This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. But with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
A significant weather system heading across the United States. Snowfall expected in the mountainous west, while the plains face the risk of fires. Additionally, the Midwest could see strong thunderstorms. It marks the onset of the first of two storm systems that will affect the country in the coming week. On Tuesday, thunderstorms could materialize from Chicago to Detroit, extending southward towards St. Louis, potentially accompanied by hail, strong winds, and tornadoes. Details about a United States Air Force service member who died after setting himself on fire outside the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C. on Sunday. Video footage captured Aaron Bushnell declaring his refusal to be complicit in genocide, describing his actions as an extreme form of protest. Bushnell was transported to the hospital in critical condition after his act and subsequently died. The U.S. is implementing over 500 sanctions against Russia in response to the death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny and Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. Speaking from the White House, President Biden emphasized that Vladimir Putin must face consequences.
When we in the United States are going to continue to ensure that Putin pays the price for his aggression abroad and repression at home.
Biden highlighted that Kyiv persists and remains free 2 years after Russian troops invaded the country. At the same time, Ukrainian President Zelensky continues pleading with Western allies to send more weapons and money. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.